In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Frank Carter, an entomology consultant for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The technology that proved most valuable in allowing eradication is the development of dipause and a series of dipause control treatments. The second and maybe the most important is the development and discovery of a boll weevil pheromone that we can use in our boll weevil traps, and we can use that trap and the data that those traps give us to guide us on where boll weevils are. And especially as boll weevil populations get very, very low in later stages of the program.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
First of all, you can grow cotton without that pest. It's been a limiting factor as far as growing cotton. Second, we can grow cotton with fewer chemicals. Since we no longer have that pest, it allows us to do other things. And maybe one of the most important is it has allowed us to take full advantage of the worm-resistant cottons that we have through biotechnology. And with a combination of boll weevil eradication and the BT cotton for worm control, it has revolutionized cotton entomology in the U.S.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Our best estimate is probably in the next 3 to 5 years, but we're now fighting the boll weevil in its favored territory in the south of Texas, where we have milder winters and longer growing seasons, and the boll weevil is very well adapted to that area. There will be post-eradication programs that will be in place to eliminate the last pockets of boll weevil populations in isolated areas, and that has been true really as we have seen areas finally clean up boll weevils. And of course we don't declare eradication until we reach zero, and sometimes that's a few years down the road.